Sir Kim Workman is a criminal justice advocate and former police officer who joins us now. Good morning, Sir Kim.
Good morning, Corin.
Okay, you would have heard that. What do you make about the need for tougher penalties or less discretion for judges with discounts, these sort of things, to send messages to criminals not to do what they're doing? Would they be listening?
Look, I listened to Mark, and of course he was a police officer. I was a police officer too, but in the 1960s and 70s. And I recall in 1972 when I visited Kohatere, those were the days when we did lock people up in institutions, young boys and girls, for long periods of time. And we all thought that this was the way to get results, to make them face the consequences. Well, I met some of those boys in 72. When I was head of prisons in 1989, I met them again, and they were in Piremerebo and all the prisons throughout the country. And they were returning back to their homes after being sentenced, raising children who became very much like them. They were angry, anti-authoritarian. There had been no effective rehabilitation in prisons or in the institutions, and I came to the conclusion that both institutions and prisons were not an answer but a cause of crime.
Mm. Do you accept that there is a public concern out there, though, that perhaps, and obviously National and others argue, that the balance has swung too far and that there is too much of a focus, perhaps, particularly with youth offenders, and even the Prime Minister seems to be suggesting maybe tools aren't being used there, that the youth offenders should be dealt with more by the criminal justice system rather than the rehabilitation? Has the balance swung too much?
Look, I think we've got to have a real hard look at that, because in a sense, nothing that's happening at the moment seems to be working. Rehabilitation in prisons is largely ineffective. The problem we're facing with is that a lot of those young people don't understand what consequences are, because they've been brought up in a different way than most of us have. So, when you hear the stories of those kids that do the ram raids, not having parents being absent for 2 or 3 months at a time and so on, you start to realise the enormity, and that if you were going to introduce some sort of remedial process, it would require a lot of work. It would require improved housing, education. It would require parents who went out and worked for a living. It would require the community to come together in partnership with the police and the authorities to develop local solutions to local problems. Mm. So, we do need a different approach. And I think if we talk about consequences, what we are dealing with right now is the consequences of 30 to 40 years of punitiveness and locking people up in a senseless way, and then leaving it for them to come out 15 years later or 10 years later, far more dangerous.
Indeed.
So, Kim, we've got to confront that issue, I think.
Sir Kim, thank you very much for your time this morning. Really appreciate hearing from you on this debate. Sir Kim Workman, the criminal justice advocate.